friend's room. Not too late then to catch the blessed light through the eyes of the radar in this winter sun, to see the past and present side by side, to take your hand once again, walk into the bitter, biting wind, the key turns and what we don't understand. Every joy is twinned with an opposite, a hinterland. I've been in Helen's room, a phrase to coin, happiness reframed in the dark afternoon, not too late to know that as soon as something was here once, it's gone. Not too late in this house of juxtapositions, where Scotland and England meet old friends, to remember that last conversation might last to the Netherland, here, where strangers pair, maps are bilinear, balance acts, echoes matter, stones, pebbles, shells, statues, the great arc of fractured crockery, the democracy of light and dark. Not too late to see the beauty in broken things that cracks can visibly mend, the painted flowers can grow, love in separate rooms, single beds, matching spreads. Not too late to allow Winifred to take you past the daffodils, the Norman window, through the canvas, out to the churchyard, the back door of Kettle's yard, where Helen and Jim walked the path of the waiting graves, remembering what you knew, the old stones painted by light, the last of the sun on the cobbled path. Not too late to hear the song in your head that whistles whatever darkness lies ahead. Not too late to hear the music of the blessed.